mean, overall, the race went about, well, my car was about like I would have expected. It was not the fastest car, which it usually is not. And tonight, the fastest car won the race. It doesn't always happen that way, but definitely the fastest car won the race.
Right before the 50 to go mark there, when you saw the 47 slip underneath you, did you think, oh, that might be it for me?
Yeah, when he, I saw him, I knew he was right behind me for a while, and I just didn't know what his plan was. And then when he surprised me when he slipped under me on a restart, and I was not worried at all at that point, but I just wanted to make sure I kept him in my sight. And then, you know, once he would make a move, I tried to just follow him through, because I pretty much knew I didn't want him to get away.
Restart opportunities, I know the first one, I believe you had a car between you and the leader, and then I think there might have been a second one, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think the first restart, there was two cars. The second restart, the last, well, there was only one, the 52 was in there. But I don't think that had anything to do with it. I mean, open track, car for car, this is not going to beat it. I had quite a bit to do with the development of that car. Joe Hawksby and I designed that new car a couple years ago, and usually you try to progress. So we built a new car to go faster, and lo and behold, we just haven't got a handle on ours, but we've had really good race cars, two real good race cars, so it's sort of hard to give up on them and develop a new one and give up some time. So Bob Bond, no race cars, essentially, you know, and this girl bought it and was able to jump right in it. And in a few weeks, you know, with Joe Hawksby's help, it's sort of an evil game, you know, with Joe Hawksby's help from all the testing we've done in the last year. They had a fast car and won.
So. You think that car now in itself is going to be the standard for the next couple of years at least?
I'm not sure if it'll be the standard. You know, Ray Graham's car is awful quick too. I'm just thinking, you know, just get that thing so it'll settle in and finish some races. But I mean, I think versus the old style Hawks, I think that there's, you know, sort of proves. I mean, he's been fast. Our car has been extremely fast. But if you get it to finish a race and you can get a handle on it, I think it's going to be probably the way to go versus the old style Hawk.
You saw both your teammates there, you passed them under caution. Were you thinking, or do you probably had no idea what might have gone wrong with them, or were you thinking, oh, maybe it's something mechanical and it's going to bite me next?
No, I saw DJ stopped, and I figured he had some kind of a problem with another car on the track. And I saw him stop there, so I saw, you know, I don't know exactly what happened there, but I figured he probably had a problem with another car. And then I came up behind Davey, and the top flap on his tail wing was loose, and it was not giving him the downforce that he had. And then from what I'm told after I went by him, that top flap came off. And then, you know, he doesn't know. It just got looser and looser, and then, you know, you lose all the downforce. You can't hang on to it.
All right, Otto. Granted, it's early because you've still got another race here in 2 weeks to go. Any idea what you're doing for next year? I know you might have some wing plans, or maybe Johnny's got some plans for you with a wing car. Another full season of Swigo, or you still need another winter to think about it?
No, I don't know what we're going to do. We got to come back in a couple weeks and try to get a good finish. If we could get a win, that'd be great, and then just let the dust settle for a while. I don't know what we're going to do.
What's that like, though? You said you had a lot of work, a lot of input as far as the development for that car that Bobby won the race with today. I don't want to say, is it any kind of victory for you? Because obviously you finished second to the car. But does that eat you a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a lot to do with that car. And if you talk to Joe Hawksby, it was him and I. It's the platform of this car, so that's Joe Hawksby. And then from there, you know, he and I totally, we talked all winter 2 years ago. And, you know, and the one thing I give Joe credit for, I mean, just as many of the ideas in our changes with that car are his as mine. But he was very, very receptive to any ideas I had, and we utilized them. And, you know, the car, that car right there, the way it just ran that race was exactly what we wanted to do when we came out with that new design.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your second place finish today in the Classic?
Well, I want to thank Johnny and then all the guys. There's a ton of guys that help on the crew and, you know, all the sponsors and stuff. And it was good. DJ's a great guy. We had a lot of fun with him. And Davey was really happy with his car. I think both of these guys were really happy with their cars this weekend. Just unfortunate things. That's why we run a race, because it's not always Otto Sitterly that wins the race, and you don't know who's going to finish, you know. So each week, that's why we run the Classic.